Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm just waiting for your call.
I'm sorry. I was trying to get through Skype.
Really? I just logged in the Skype though, but there's no call.
There should be a friend request from me.
Pardon me?
On your Skype, there should be a friend request.
Really? You mean the friend list?
Yes, a request that asks you to accept.
Accept the. I see.
Okay.
Can you tell me your ID?
Miracle Disnuke 1995.
Miracle, okay, I see.
Okay.
Every time should I wait for through the Skype?
Would you rather me call? Or what do you prefer?
Prefer?
Yes.
Is it the level test? Call or Skype, you mean?
Yes.
I prefer Skype.
Okay, then I will call you through Skype.
Next time?
Yes.
Okay, I see.
Okay, so your name is Mackenzie.
Yes.
Okay, very nice to meet you.
Nice
If
to meet you too.
you don't mind, do you have time to do the level test now? Okay,
Sure.
good.
Yes.
Okay, so the first part of this level test, I just want you to introduce yourself by telling things like your name, where you live, and what's special about you.
My name is Mackenzie, and then I live in Busan, in Seoul. And I'm a university student right now, and then I major in English literature. And I love to speak English, but I think I have to develop my skills, so yeah, that's all.
Well, you're very well spoken, I will say.
Oh, really? But some of them I can speak because I know how to speak and the word and the sentence, but except for that, I cannot. Because I can remember the exact word or the sentence, so that's why.
Okay, so you're saying not all vocabulary, you know.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So which university do you attend in Busan?
단궁 University. It is located in Seoul, in Korea.
Located in Seoul? Okay.
And then, how about you?
Okay. So my name is Miracle, and I am 21 years old. So I also
Really?
attend university. Yes. And so I study biology. You become an animal doctor.
Animal doctor, really? I
Yes.
raise puppy.
You have a puppy?
Yeah.
So do I.
He's 4 months.
Oh, what type of dog?
Bichon Frise, do you know the Bichon Frise? It is from France. French dog.
A
Kind of
French dog.
Frenchy, yeah.
Okay. There are so many dog breeds. It's very hard to know what each looks like.
All right.
But I also study English teaching as well at my university. And I guess you can say I've visited something about me is I visited South Korea before, and I stayed in Busan for a month.
Oh.
So that was fun, and that's a little something about me. So, first...
Where do you live now?
I live in Indiana, the state of Indiana.
Ah, state of Indiana in United States?
Yes.
Ah, is it near Los Angeles?
No.
No?
Other side of the country.
I really...
Maybe closer to New York.
Yes. I want to visit New York someday.
Yes, the Big Apple. So, what I want you to do is I want you to describe to me the room that you're in right now.
My room?
Yes.
Actually, I am in the car because I'm going to work right now, and because I have a part-time job.
Okay.
This is vacation. It is vacation, so.
Oh, okay. Then instead of describing the room, just describe some of your surroundings.
Surrounding? It is snowing. And then in my car, I see the many cars driving slowly because of the snow. And then I'm passing the houses near the road. How can I say? Should I tell you more?
Yes. Tell me what colors you see or what type of people you see. Make inferences.
Because I'm on road, so I cannot see people. I just see the many cars driving slowly, and then there is a shopping mall.
Okay.
And my house is an apartment, and so on.
Okay, so these houses, can you describe to me the shape of the roof?
Shape of the room?
Yes, the shape of the roof of the house.
Shape of the room of the house. I live in apartment, and I rent to my house, and there are three rooms. One room is a living room.
I think there was a bit of miscommunication. The word I said was roof, R-O-O-F, instead of room.
Roof.
Yes, roof.
Roof, R-O-O-F?
Yes.
My house. The roof of my house?
Yes. Describe the shape. Is it triangular?
Is it flat? I see. Square? Rectangular. It is rectangular.
Okay. And do you have a... What is it called? Do you have a roof that you can go on top of? Or you can walk around on your roof. Yes?
No, I can't.
No? Okay. So, I was asking that because if you could walk on your roof, it would be more things to describe.
Oh, But can you walk off your roof? Do you have... Is there a roof in your house?
Here? This house does not have a roof where you can walk on. But I have been in buildings that do. Okay.
Yeah.
So the last things I'm going to ask you are, what do you want from learning English?
Pardon me?
What do you want from learning English? What is your goal of learning English?
I want to speak fluently.
And
I want to
speak
English fluently because whenever I meet foreigner in Korea, I cannot explain what I think, what I want. So my goal is to speak English fluently.
Okay. And now to ask more on this question,
mm-hmm.
When you say fluently, do you mean fluently as if to make sure that others understand you? Or,
pardon me, I can understand it because I'm in the car, so I wanted to speak loudly. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay.
No.
What I asked was, when you say fluently, do you mean you want people to be able to fully understand you, just that? Or do you want to speak with little to no accent?
Accent?
Yes.
Accent. Can you explain more?
Sure.
Easy? Can you explain more easy? I think the question is difficult to understand.
Yes. When I say accent, to speak English with an accent means that you understand English,
mm-hmm.
but your words sometimes have the sounds of your native language.
Mm.
So that would mean that some of the Korean sounds you would also say in with English words. While you speak English. And when you say fluently,
mm-hmm.
you could mean fluent enough for people to understand you.
Mm-hmm.
This way you'll still have your accent.
Mm-hmm.
Or fluent with knowing the English words, with being able to translate completely to English sounds.
Second one is correct.
Second one, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you're far off from that goal.
Mm.
So, next I will ask, what do you think is your weakest skill when it comes to English?
What skill?
What do you think needs to be improved with your English?
I cannot explain.
Is it more like the skill of reading? Listening? Is it a
speaking? Yeah.
Okay. And when you say speaking, are you talking about pronunciation?
Oh.
or are you talking about vocabulary?
Vocabulary.
Vocabulary. Okay, so you just want to learn more words to be able to say more, communicate more.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand. Okay.
You know, sometimes I cannot understand the people's question, and then I don't know how to tell, how to transfer Korean words, from Korean words to English words. That's my problem.
I understand.
And yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't translate over, which can be a problem.
Yeah.
But hopefully we will take care of that.
Oh. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. If you ever feel the need to say the Korean word, then that's fine. Saying that word may actually help you to think of what an English word that you can use.
I see.
Okay, so I will end this session here, and I will say it's very nice to meet you, Mackenzie.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Thank you for listening.
You're welcome.
I'm not good at speaking, but you have a patience. Thank you. And have a nice day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.